Simon Shin Vav left off in Siftal, the middle of the Mishtabura. We discussed someone is hired for a month, that it has to be for the month, not Schriyoim. You cannot separate it per day, because then you have a problem with Schriyoim Shabbos. You cannot take payment for the Shabbosis. Mishtabura brings to the Magen Avraham, somebody rents out an apartment or room to his friend for a month. Also, the same thing, cannot make a deal with the Seichah, the renter, that's going to pay him for the Chesh Mayamim, because he won't be able to take the Shabbosim. If it's $300 for a month, and it's 30 days for a month, he cannot speak out $10 a day. Rather, it's $300 for the whole month. Same thing, someone lends out with ribbis to a guy. Now I'll lend with ribbis to a yid, but lends out with ribbis to a guy per year or per month. He has to be careful not to be masna with the borrower, with the guyish borrower, they should pay him per day, that he's holding on to the money. Because then again, if it's per day, it's going to be a problem with Schar Shabbos, and he'll not be able to take ribbis for the Shabbos, so we'll have to deduct that. You know, the other person involved is a guy, but the one who's making the money off the ribbis is a yid, and he is not allowed to make money off Shabbos. He cannot profit from Shabbos, Schar Shabbos. Rather, it has to be a sum total amount, per month, per week, whatever it is. If the guy pays him in the middle of the week, it has to be worked out. Either he pays him for the whole week, or for none of that week, ribbis. That can't be that set up per day. Now, the Ramah said that somebody rents out per month, and then they speak out a certain amount per day, which in between case is called a Sechir Yoyim, and therefore it's a problem to take for the Shabbos. The Mishnah brings for Shoshanka, he argues, he'll from the Mishnah, it's not Raya. Even if you could back out in the middle because you broke it up per day, assuming that it's not back out in the middle, it's considered that's one big month together. It's called Bahavla, they're paying for the Shabbos together the other days, and it's Mutter. And the Rabbi also says that it's a suffix, it's not a Pasha, what they're most saying is a problem. Mr. Burr discusses people who would hire a yid before Shabbos to watch the wagons, the agolas, from Ganovim, that the guy shouldn't steal it on Shabbos. And the question is, since the guard is only watching on Shabbos, why is not a problem with Shabbos for him? If we hire him, it's a problem with Neiver, that we misled him into taking a job to get paid just for Shabbos. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says they should be mechayiv him to watch either a little before Shabbos or a little bit after Shabbos, and then the Schar Shabbos Bahavlo, it's together with Shabbos, together with during the week, and then it's mutter. Sifei the Mechaber says he cannot hire a chazan dam v'abba just on Shabbos because it's a problem with Schar Shabbos. V'yesh mishmater, the others are mater because they'll be mocha mitzvah chazal dam v'gzeir on Schar Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says even those are mekel, they agree that he's any rishon in bracha. Same idea with hiring about the keah, since only we're working on Yom Tov. Besides, the Mishnah Berurah says everyone agrees he cannot do the hiring of a chazan of the batekeh on Shabbos Yom Tov. This whole machlek is only if you hire him before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, is it aser because you pay him to work just on Shabbos Yom Tov, or is it mutter, but it's in the rois and bracha. The Ramah says that the correct approach is you hire him for a year or for a month, include some weekdays of dam and fala, but also you pay him for everything together, then it's bahavla, that's okay. Mice Mishnah Berurah brings from the Achrenim that the minhag was to make or to hire chazan just for Shabbos. And you know, someone wants to imachmer, can machmer like the machmirim. The way to do it would be not to sell a fixed price, a fixed salary you're paying him, to make it more general, and then whatever you give him is derech matana, and that's mutter. A mialedis, a lady who helps women give birth, she's allowed to take Schar Shabbos, even if the work she does is just on Shabbos, it's mutter for her, it's more than just for a mitzvah, you know, mialedis, and she's for sure allowed to take Schar Shabbos. When again, nowadays to a doula, someone helps out with a lady giving birth, labor and delivery, that over here it seems that's clearly mutter for her to take Schar Shabbos. Sivav the Machaber says that the Isser of Mimtza Chavtzcha V'Dabar Dover is only Chavtzcha, your own business, but Chavtzcha Shemaim is Mutter. And therefore the Machaber says that it's Mutter to speak on Shabbos things that are Chavtzcha Shemaim, even if it has to do with money. Cheshbon is a mitzvah to make amounts of stock up. You are going to give Fakech Iskerab, take care of things for the Tzibur, the Shaduch, take care of Shaduchim for a boy, for a girl, Alam de Sefer, or an Umnis to discuss how someone's going to be paid to teach someone Torah, or even teach someone umnis, because they don't have umnis. Mishnah Berurah says it's going to be Isaac and Gazel, they end up stealing. These are all Chavtze Shemayim and it's Mutter. Mishnah Berurah says you can make Cheshbonis, how much you need for a Suras Mitzvah, Lifsak Staka, how much you give to Aniyim, to Basic Nessas, to donate a specific item to Basic Nessas on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says the oil is not to make. You know, in my Richem and Makdishim, and now we Makdish Achev, it's on Shabbos. It's only the old fashioned Hekdish for Basic Mikdash, for Basbeach, for Bagabais, that your Makdish is a specific item. Nowadays, typically, you're not. Nothing being chal, it's really chul, and you're just dedicating it to the basic nesses. If the Shabbos says someone wants to donate a specific item to the basic nesses on Shabbos, say a Torah, or not a Torah, say a Torah, she makes it privately himself before Shabbos, and then just bring it to shul on Shabbos, assuming he has air. If it should be mafarsim on Shabbos, the hektish she made before Shabbos. To place a bunch of money someone's giving the tzedakah, there's no specific item, but just a cash amount of value. That's the chila on Shabbos. There's no mekach memka b'chlag, there's no specific item that you're dedicating to the aniyim. It's just a certain amount of money. Same thing, someone says, I'm going to give a sefer Torah, I have my house to the basic Knesset, so they're just making a neder to do it, that one could do on Shabbos. Mekech Eskerabim is mutter, even if it's going to Goyish places, Goyish tratiers, theaters, to Mekech Eskerabim is mutter. Shmuel points out, we're not discussing here Amir La'akim Tanga Goy to do Malach on Shabbos. Just the issue of Mitzah Chavtcha Dabadov, we're talking about money and financial things, that does not apply on Shabbos if it has to do with Chavtcha Shemaim, things are near for the Rabbim or for Mitzvah.